Thank you all very, very much. That's been not only a very impressive, but a very encouraging and even inspiring set of presentations, which has made me think all sorts of thoughts about the strengths and the resources of the schools you represent. Time being a bit on the short side, I'm just going to say a very few things about themes that struck me as coming through in nearly everything that was said this afternoon. The first is just picking up a phrase that I think was used in the very first presentation about the difference it made hearing the man speak when it was a matter of learning about the Holocaust. Hearing the man speak, something about the environment that you've been describing in audio schools seemed to me to be about having the freedom to connect gratefully and compassionately and directly with human situations. The quotation from Abraham Heschel, who's a great hero of mine, incidentally, about comprehending the personhood of whoever's in front of you, rang a lot of bells for me there. And I think that that is something that religious faith really ought to do. It ought to connect us with the real depth of whoever's in front of us. In a world where there are all sorts of things that dehumanize human beings and present us with a picture of human beings as rather less than they really are, then a school with a faith foundation is one that presents you with human beings as they really are, in their fullness. We come at that with very, very different convictions and backgrounds, yet that does seem to me to be something that comes through very much in common here. That, I think, secondly shows itself in the great emphasis that you've all placed on looking outwards, on engaging with need where it occurs, and being ready to devote energies and imagination to meeting the needs of others. But it's not just that. I think that any faith-based school is one that has a different kind of community background and community links from others. If you're in this kind of school, you can't forget that you're part of something bigger. And that's important, because again, a school is not just a little factory producing sausages for the use of society. It is a place where people learn to live with each other and to live in communities that are not just communities of young people, but communities that cross age and social background and all sorts of other things. And that too is a strength which has come through in what you said. I pick up also the importance of links with other schools that aren't necessarily religious. Now, this is a theme I find myself talking about quite often, especially when I'm talking with people in government, that there's a bit of a tendency sometimes in government to think that faith schools means weird people. Because religious people, as we all know, are eccentrics. They are people who are not quite normal, and because we're a nice, tolerant country, we behave as if they were, but actually they're a bit worrying. And I think anything that simply normalizes people of faith, that allows other young people of their age and other communities simply to see that this is ordinary, this is human, this happens, that is really creative and constructive in the kind of society we're in, where it's all too easy to push religious insights and convictions to the margin and assume that everybody is really deep down some kind of atheist. It's just that some people have this rather eccentric hobby called religion. Now, we know that it's completely the other way around, that we are made for faith, for commitment to God and to one another. And that's normal. That's the default setting for human beings. That's not an easy message to get across in our society. The way in which you're all committed to working across boundaries, that is working with secular society as well, that's deeply impressive and important. Which I think relates to the question that was raised by one or two of you, and that's sometimes raised as a criticism. Do faith schools prepare you for the secular world? Well, I liked very much the point that was made quite early on by preparation. All right, maybe you're not being prepared for the secular world because there's no such thing as a secular world. There's a world in which people of faith are called on to act with integrity and intelligence. If a faith school prepares you to live like that, then it's doing its job. Don't be misled by this idea that somehow there is a secular world out there. It's a world of very diverse convictions, some religious, some non-religious. But your task and your privilege is to be prepared, nourished, stretched, to take your place as a person of faith in that society with a real gift to give. And that's really the last thing I want to say. All that we've heard is really about the sense that religious faith is a gift, it's a treasure. It's a treasure that needs guarding, not in a negative sense of being frightfully defensive and putting up walls, but a treasure that needs to be understood and thought through and, well, treasured. And then it's a treasure to be shared. Not aggressively, not in a bullying or insensitive way, but so that it's visible to people who need the resources that it has to offer. Finally, you see, faith for all of us is a matter of a deep resource for learning how to be human as we believe we ought to be human. So all that you've described is about living your way more deeply into that in a world of great variety. So as I said, this is all very good news. It's hugely encouraging to hear the commitment, the enthusiasm, the imagination that's gone into all that you've presented this afternoon, and it's been a wonderful series of presentations. Congratulations, everybody. But much more importantly and deeply than that, it's this kind of thing that makes faith-based schools really credible in our society, and that's important. You're all ambassadors for faith schools in that sense. And actually, on the basis of this afternoon, I think you're pretty good ones. So God bless you all. Thank you very much.